Well, thanks everybody for joining. This is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. I'm in charge of sales and marketing, and it is Wednesday, November 30th, last day of the month of November, third day of my 10-day transformation, and feeling fantastic. And Dave and I just got off of an excellent transformation support call. So for those of you who stayed on the line, thanks for sharing, and appreciate you, and lots more people joining, as they always do on our Wednesday night call. So glad that you're listening in. You've got David Sandoval. He's our owner and founder, and he does two things every Wednesday night. He does his lifestyle call here on this line, and then shortly after the call is over, he jumps over to Facebook and does a Facebook Live as well on a different subject. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on our owner and founder so that he can do his Wednesday night radio show, the Perium Lifestyle Call. David Sandoval, you on the line?
Indeed, I am. And with a little less noise in the background, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our first post-Thanksgiving cleanse group that we've got going on, and also welcome to our first post-Thanksgiving Meet the Owners call, a.k.a. the Perium Lifestyle call, because this is not a sales company, it's a lifestyle company, it really is, and the lifestyle is one where, quite honestly, we're making a promise. We're making a promise that if you live a lifestyle, a certain lifestyle, that you could experience energy, you could look, feel, and perform like a much, much younger person, and you could change the paradigm. You could be one of those chosen few who live beyond 80, 90, 100 years old and in good health and, you know, really making a positive impact on the world, which is a good thing. And so the Perium Lifestyle Club is a group of active people who want to change the world or maybe just want to change their own life and maybe impact the lives of the people around them. And, you know, we're all afflicted. Everybody is in some way afflicted by something. I don't care whether it's an allergy. I don't care whether it is, you know, a malady. I don't care whether it's just a food sensitivity, but all of us at some point in our life are going to become in some way afflicted. And the question is, how severe, how long, you know, will it be permanent? So if we're able to be a little bit like Teflon, if we stuff hits us but it doesn't stick, then that's a really good thing. We're not going to be able to avoid viruses or fungus or yeast or mold or bacteria, protozoa. We're not going to be able to avoid parasites. We're not going to be able to avoid, you know, injury. We're just, these are things that are inevitable in our lifetime, that we're going to encounter them. And the question is, how greatly will they impact us? And right now, I like to talk to people who use insulin, not because I believe that I could cure diabetes, but because I believe that we could somehow help improve the quality of their life. And right now, for those of you who may or may not know, the price of insulin has actually been going through the roof. The price of insulin has been rising and rising. I believe it's doubled in the last certain time frame, a very short time frame, I'm just going to say, and to make sure I'm not inaccurate. And that's not good. That's inflationary. That costs more. But at the same time, it raises the specter that there must be a really high demand for it. The higher the demand for something, then the higher the price goes. And so with this understanding that there clearly is a increasing demand for insulin and an increasing price of insulin and an increase in instance of prediabetes, of diabetes type 2, an increasing instance of metabolic disorder and insulin resistance and all these things that are related to our bodies struggling to deal with sugar. And, you know, the secret is, I want people to understand things, something they probably don't understand or maybe don't remember. Maybe they're ready to learn it now. So I want to share it with you. Insulin is not a hormone that is designed to balance your blood sugar. It's not designed to, like, to reduce blood sugar. That's not what it's there for. Insulin, in fact, was created to help increase blood sugar, to help increase your body's ability to hold glucose for longer periods of time, because for the most of our time, genetically, in our 40,000 years of being able to track these things, we were hungry. We weren't overfed. We weren't trying to figure out what to do with all the extra calories. Genetically, we come from a race that was trying to figure out how to make the most of the few calories that we got. And because of that, we had this amazing hormone that was able to help us, called insulin, keep sugar in our blood longer. And the longer we kept sugar in our blood, the longer we lived. It's really simple. And then insulin did this other magical thing. If we had abundance in the times that we were able to eat a lot, then our insulin would store some sugar by converting it to fat. And that, I believe what you guys know now, this adipose fat is sugar converted to fat and stored in the body as energy. So here we have this fat being made from sugar because the body has abundant starch or abundant sugar in it. And that's going to allow the body to survive the next time you're starving. So the next time you have no food, the extra energy stored when you had abundant food is going to save you. Makes a lot of sense genetically. Makes a lot of sense mathematically. If you're an accountant, it makes sense. When you earn more money, you save it. So when you have less money, you don't go bankrupt. This is all really sensological, and it's what the body does. What isn't sensological, what the body doesn't like to do, is the body doesn't like to receive so much food that our insulin is constantly being used not to keep sugar in the blood, but to keep sugar out of the blood. And it's so tired of doing that, it resists doing that, it stops doing that, it unlearns what it once did, and it simply stops doing it. It says, I'm not going to do this anymore. Insulin resistance, prediabetes, metabolic disorder, call it what you will, it's the same. And it's caused for the same reason, for the most part. Overeating, overconsumption of sugar. And so what we've learned is to teach people how to have a high-nutrient, low-calorie diet. High-nutrient, low-calorie diets are exactly what the human body craves. It's what the human body's always needed. Eat less, get more. Lot of nutrients. And then if you happen to eat a lot, because it's low-calorie, you're still not over-consuming calories. So high-nutrient, low-calorie food is the key to longevity. It is the key to blood glucose stability. And the reason why is because it stops the cycle of overloading your body with glucose. And so if you want to, A, use less insulin, because you're already using insulin, then all you really have to do is assist your body. Assist your body by eating every 2 hours, by having fewer calories in every meal. So if you're going to have 2,100 calories a day, have 7,300 calorie snacks or meals, micro meals, like the ones you see me eating. Think about that. You can eat seven times a day. Power shake aminos, flex food, tart cherry. Yeah, that's the way the body is supposed to eat, the way it's supposed to go. Constantly feeding your body a quality source of energy so that it's just flowing through your body in a natural way, not a whole bunch of it all at once. And none of it later, which isn't good. That's a big meal syndrome, that big meal. And then you wait a long time. Then another big meal, wait a long time. And so what we like to do is we like to show people a few amazing pathways to blood glucose stability. First of all, super slow-burning carbohydrates, high-quality lean protein, slow-burning fats, fast-burning fats and slow-burning carbs, super quality protein, and then, of course, a lot of amazing micronutrients, macro and micro all combined. Now, UCLA did a study on type 2 diabetes, and all they asked the enlisted people to do, those who are the test subjects, the diabetics, they asked them to go 21 days, 3 weeks out of their life, and they promised them that in those 3 weeks, they believed that they could eliminate their type 2 diabetes. Now, remember that diabetes is the number one reason for renal failure, impotence, blindness, amputations, and one of the leading causes of death in America, and typically takes 20, 30, 40 years off of the life of the person it afflicts. That's not good. And so to eliminate that, the prospects of blindness, impotence, amputations, renal failure, and premature death, eliminate the possibility of those by type 2 diabetes, take 21 days, they were told. And in those 21 days, all they needed to do, was to have 5 servings of super slow-burning carbohydrates, of green vegetables, 3 servings of deep pigmented fruit, 2 servings of lean protein, and 1 hour of activity, not exercise, just walking, cleaning the house, playing with the kids, going shopping. Just activity on your feet and moving around. That's not a lot, you guys. Most people do more than that. But obese people typically do not. And so with that, in 21 days, 100% of the people who did that were off of insulin after 21 days. The problem was that only half of the people who started the study finished it because they didn't like the restrictive nature of the diet. Now, the good news is that when you do a power shake, you're getting super high-quality carbohydrates, a lot of greens, lean protein. And when you take the tart cherry, you're definitely getting these servings of fruit without all of the sugar. People go, but there's 18 grams of sugar in the tart cherry. Do you know how much sugar is in an orange, a banana, and these things? Yeah. So if they say to have 3 servings of fruit a day, you're getting 3 times that. In tart cherry, you're getting the equivalent of 5 servings of fruit a day, but the calories of only half a serving or 1 serving. So this is super high nutrient, low calorie food. The nutrients of 5 servings of fruit, but the calories of a half a serving. Pretty amazing. Now, when you look at the power of this, again, Paleo Man looks 4.5 hours a day for the food that would nourish him. And let's say that Paleo Man had a job, right? And his job was gathering food. And that took him 4.5 hours a day. Well, imagine if it took you 4.5 hours of your paycheck to buy food. You'd probably be shopping at Whole Foods, I imagine. Insert laugh track. Okay. The bottom line is that we have this ability to give you for $5 a day, which for most people is about 15 to 20 minutes worth of work at the most, right? $5 a day, 5 minutes a day to give you this level quality of food. That's if you're taking the core three, $5, 5 minutes a day to get this quality of food. So when you begin to eat right, when you begin to balance your meals, fewer calories, less time in between the times that you eat, moderate exercise, you can dramatically impact your need for insulin. And if you dramatically reduce your need for insulin, that's because your body is no longer as diabetic as it once was. There are degrees of diabetes clearly measured by the amount of insulin that you require. So let's get real about this, America, ladies and gentlemen, Purium people. We're not here to cure disease. That's not what we do. We're not doctors. We are here to teach a lifestyle. And we are really lucky that that lifestyle is amazing at supporting the body in a beautiful way, what they call homeostasis, which is the body in functioning in a very, very amazing way. Like, it's the body doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And that's what we want. That's what we want for you. It's what we want for everybody. And these foods will get you there. Now, what time is it? I'm going to have to look at my clock here. Looks like we have a couple more minutes.
Yeah, it's 18 after.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, I wanted to tell a story, and I hope David Litt doesn't mind. I'm just going to, you know, digress a little bit here into something him and I have been talking about, because we believe that people don't really understand the power of what we have here. And so we started looking into some of the science of it, and David Litt told me, said, Dave, do you realize that if people did a power shake and our fiber, or a couple of power shakes a day, for like 75 to 80 days, that they could literally change their metabolism like dramatically, completely, like in an incredible way? I said, yeah, I know. I've been trying to tell people that for a long time. And he said, yeah, but we haven't been telling them, you know, in the way that they need to hear it. People aren't hearing it. They're doing 10 days and then forgetting that they need to keep using the products. So I'm trying to think of a way, we're trying to think of a way to present it to you guys so that you'll really get it. Maybe you guys could help me with that. But the truth of the matter is, I've been aware of this science for some time, and I think science is a little bit boring, but I'm going to bore you guys right now with it. There's science that proves that this hormone called adiponectin actually triggers the body to burning the adipose fat. And the difference between a lean body mass, the person that walks around looking lean, and an obese body mass, the person that's 30 pounds overweight, the difference between those two people is the level of this hormone, adiponectin, that's present in their body. And the people that are obese don't have enough, period. And the people who are lean, they do. And sometimes they eat the exact same food, but the one lean person is just blessed genetically or whatever. Maybe that will catch up to them later, but sometimes they could eat the exact same food, have two different body types. But usually it is the food. And what we've learned is that certain foods, foods that we have in the power shake, that we've had in the power shake all along, and we know the power shake works, but now we know that there is an equation that says if you have like our fiber and our power shake once a day, or two power shakes a day for 90 days, and that includes a 10-day transformation, that you literally can metabolically reset your body. And this is like for reals. This is like scientifically proven. Reset your body's metabolism in 90 days taking these two products. And we're trying to figure out a way to tell that story so that you guys will grab onto it and do it yourselves, but also share that story with others. Because 10 days is awesome. I love the fact that you guys have made a 10-day commitment. But for about another $100 a month, you could stay on a continuation program that will continue the metabolic reset. if you just did it for 2 to 3 more months, three ideally, then you would have actually hit a scientifically proven, like, timetable. And your metabolism could be permanently changed. And that's amazing. And we've seen the stories happen. We've seen people lose 300, 200, 150, 100, you know, 50 and more, 100 times. But we never really had the science to point to and say, here's the reason why. And so David Litt and I are working on creating some really cool marketing materials. They're going to help you guys understand and tell that story. And you're hearing about it for the first time tonight. And we're probably not going to talk about it really anymore for a while. But you know the answer right now. You just take a couple of power shakes a day, or the power shake and the fiber every day for 90 days following your 10-day transformation. And according to this science that we've been looking at, you could change your metabolism from a obese body type to a lean body type. And that is life-changing. And he always wondered, why do I hold on to fat? Why do I eat the same as my friends? And they're thin and I'm not. Well, the reason is adiponectin. And we're going to help the world discover adiponectin. We're going to help the world reset their metabolism using adiponectin. And here's the crazy part. Astaxanthin is clinically proven to help the body use fat as a source of energy. And adiponectin makes the body use fat as a source of energy. So if it's easier and your body's being told to do it, imagine how the combined effect of just adding astaxanthin to that recipe would be. So we're super excited. Simba's obviously very excited about that. And we're really excited to be able to let you guys know that 10 days, it's really should be just the beginning. And while the transformation, you know, costs you, you know, maybe $20 a day, once you switch to this, or maybe $15 a day, but once you switch to the continuation programs that we have, they're between $3 and $5 a day. $3 to $5 a day, 3 to 5 minutes a day, and your life could change. And David Litt, am I wrong in saying that the average American earns $5 in between 15 and 20 minutes or less?
Earns $5 in 15 or 20 minutes? Yeah, I think that's probably close.
That's $15 to $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm saying the average American, maybe it might be less. Maybe it's a half an hour if you want to get really, really crazy and say people earn $10 an hour. So that means that, you know, in 20 to 30 minutes worth of your wages, you're buying the food that is the foundation of your entire future. And that's amazing. And so I just want to let everybody know that you are powerful, that you are totally in control of your future, that you've got it in your hands, especially if you're a Purium Lifestyle Club member. You literally have it in your hands when you're holding on to your Purium shakes. So, David, thank you for spending the time tonight. I'm going to get ready for my Facebook Live in just a few minutes, and I appreciate everybody who's been on the call tonight. I just want to ask you to hold on for 1 second. And, David, do you have any final thoughts?
No, all good. I think that, as you say, insulin is a misunderstood concept, and diabetes is a dangerous, dangerous disease. And, you know, we've got solutions all over the place, starting with the adiponectin concept that you were talking about. So it's very, very exciting that we can help. There's 100 million people out there in the U.S. alone that are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you're not, you can look to your left and look to your right, and one of those two people are. So there's a lot of people we can help by focusing on insulin and blood sugar management as well as weight loss.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm going to jump off just a little bit early today since I've got my follow-up call coming up in a few minutes. Want to get a glass of water and have my power shake because it is that time. And then I'm going to be right back on with you. So
Appreciate everybody. In fact, on my Facebook Live, maybe I'll make my power shake right in front of everybody, show you how I do it. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you there in just a few minutes.